Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Congressman, yesterday the big rally between anti-Trump protesters and pro-Trump protesters. You came out in support of the anti-Trump protesters. But knowing the context of what happened yesterday when there was one incident of violence, you know, do you still stand by your support for the anti-Trump
protesters? Look, I think the bottom line is this is America, and people are free to assemble, and they're free to express their views about issues that are of concern. I don't think it was violent. I think there was one incident, at least in the report that I saw, and I think it was largely peaceful. And our city, I think, did very, very well relative to crowd control. And, this is what happens in a highly charged political environment.
Do you think anything productive can come out of these protests, though? Because, I mean, it happened, and now we ask, now what?
Yeah, well, I think when people of goodwill will gather, there is a potential to have a dialogue that's more constructive than a lot of the dialogue that we've heard. My hope is that's what comes out of it. But the bottom line is, you know, these kinds of demonstrations could not occur in any other country, in many other countries, and they would be suppressed by the government. We have a constitutional right to assemble, a constitutional right to express ourselves, and that played itself out yesterday, and I think it was largely peaceful but for one altercation.
Are we still being divided as a nation, or are we starting to bridge the gap?
I think the nation is very divided right now over, you know, the direction of a lot of issues. As a member of Congress, my primary focus has been Buffalo and Western New York. That will continue. There will always be outside influences that try to come in and divide the community. And I think it's emblematic of the strength of a community to say that we reject violence and we promote constructive dialogue toward mutually beneficial conclusions.
You bring up outside forces. Makes me think about that recent Buffalo News article that came out saying that there's been forces trying to get a more progressive left politician in there to possibly take your spot in 2020. Do you feel you're progressive?
Well, look, I think the bottom line is every time I've run for election and re-election, I have been challenged. And each political cycle, each election offers both opportunities and challenges. I am used to outside influences coming in to try to impose their views on a local community. I've been fighting them ever since I've been in Congress, whether it's unaccountable bureaucrats in Washington or New York, whether it's public authorities that are trying to exploit the resources of a local community. I fight on behalf of the people of this community to rightfully gain from those resources that we have here. So I'm fine with a challenge wherever it comes from. We're always prepared for it. The day you start thinking you can't lose is the day you start losing. So I think in the end, my work is the best representation of who I am, and I think people understand that in the Buffalo, Western New York area.
Given the rise of AOC in the New York City area, you know, she took down a long-term congressman in that level. I know you say you don't want to get too comfortable because that's when bad things would happen, but given her rise, do you think that you're going to have to face a similar challenge, somebody like AOC coming here in Buffalo?
It doesn't matter. We face significant challenges every political cycle. This is an organization that is has momentum because of its involvement in previous elections, but it's an outside influence. And the bottom line is Buffalo and Western New York is why I went to Congress in the first place. It's what I come back to every single week immediately following votes. It is it's a reminder of the connectedness that's most important for a member of the United States House of Representatives. You know, there's a reason why Article 1 of the Constitution deals with Congress. The most important branch of the federal government is Congress. The most important branch of Congress is the House of Representatives. And it was envisioned by the Founding Fathers to be closest to the people to ensure that their interests are well represented in the nation's capital. So whether it's fighting for the nation or fighting for the neighborhood, I will be there on behalf of the people of Buffalo and Western New York. And outside influences will not be successful. I'm convinced of that. And we're ready for any challenge that comes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.